Okay, I got it. All right, we're on. Rabbi Isai, a quick recap. I don't want to go too late, but I know guys are tempted to see this and hear this Rambam. So Rabbi Isai, it's going to be some major, major, major nafkaminas la'alacha that are going to come out of this lumbus. So we started off with Akasha. We saw the sugya in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis. And the Gemara assumed that when you have an Isra Achila by a case of Cholov that was cooked with not Basar, but rather with Chelev. So the Gemara said that should be dependent on the old Shaila of Isser Chal al Isser or Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So that's the assumption of the Gemara. Okay? We asked the Kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, why? Who says? Why don't we just say that the Basar might have been Asr, the Chalav might have been Asr, but the Chalav was Mutter, and now the Isser Basar v'Chalav is Chal on Mutter Chalav. So we said a few different approaches. Number one, the Chassam Sofer had a massive Chiddush based on this Kasha that he says, no, we got it all wrong. Chalav is not Basar v'Chalav. Cholov is just an entity that has the ability to aser basar. But if you want to know what's really the aser item when it comes to basar v'cholov, comes along the Chassam Sofer and says it's basar oriented. And if that basar is already aser and is chelev, so then you have a problem of ein iser chal iser. And iser basar v'cholov is dependent on the status of the basar. That's the yesod of the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya in Simen Tzadi Beis. Comes along the Chazon Ish and he says, ma pito? What? Who says that basar v'chalav is basar oriented? In my Torah it says basar plus chalav. The combination of the two creates an iser called basar v'chalav. Don't cook basar with chalav. But that means it takes two to tango. It takes basar and it takes chalav. And if you're missing one of them, then what? You don't have an iser. So says the Chazon Ish, that answers Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Right then and there. The reason why this is totally on ein iser chalav iser is because I don't only need the chalav. I need the basar. And if the basar is a basar of chalev, and it's already asr, and it's ein iser chalal iser, so then I'm lacking in my basar v'chalev. So that's the yesod of the Chazon Ish. We pointed out that this kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to be now shed light on two unbelievable approaches on the iser of basar v'chalev, just as a tangent to our Gemara. But the Gemara, again, the sugya continues, Rabosai. All of the Rishonim ask, why is this a classic issue of Isser Chal Isser? Is one Isser Chal onto another Isser? Is there a problem of one Isser being Chal onto another Isser? Not so fast. Maybe it's not. The Gemara tells us in Shavuos, Rava was Mechadish to us, that if the second Isser is what's called in Halacha an Isser Moisif, so then the second Isser could be Chal. What does that mean, Isser Moisif? So we analyzed in the last year that there's a difference between Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. I just want to break it down to make sure that we're clear, Rabosai. There's one shaila that the Gemara discusses right here, just straight up. You have two classic Isurim. Is Isser Chal al Isser? Can something that's already Usser now have an additional Isser that's put on top of it? Then now if I eat it, I'm Chayev two Karbonos, I'm Chayev two sets of Malkus. Do you have the concept of Isser Chal Isser? That's question number one. Question number two is, what happens if it's not just an ordinary Isser? What happens if it's what's called an Isser Kolel? Isser Kolel refers to Kolel Dvarim HaMutarim Im Dvarim HaAsurim. Means the second Isser added a Chumrah. It's not only Chal in this situation, but it's Chal onto other pieces. What's an example that the Gemara gives in Shavuos? You have a piece of nevela, and then it's Yom Kippur. And I eat nevela on Yom Kippur. So that wouldn't be a classic issue of Isser Chal Isser. That's a second Isser that applies to all foods. Yom Kippur doesn't only Aser nevela. Yom Kippur Asers all Macholim. So it's Kolel, Dvar Mamutar, Dvar Mamutar. It's such a gans isser. It's an isser that's a gvir. It mamish ha. It has shaychus to everything. So then maybe it could be chal. But then Rava says, and even if you don't buy into isser kolel, that isser chal isser, but isser mosif, you're going to buy into. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos. Okay? What's isser mosif? And this item itself, on the piece itself, there's an additional element and facet that now becomes usser that wasn't usser prior to this item with the original isser. If the second isser is not an isser koil klape other things, but by this item itself adds a new dimension and a new facet and a new isser, and it's moisif something to the original isser, then kuli amalo pligi, that isser chal isser. That's what Rava says in the Sechah Shavuos. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, I don't understand the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel. How can the Gemara say that chalav with chalav is an issue of isser chal isser? Basar v'chalav is an isser maisif. Why is basar v'chalav an isser maisif? Because basar v'chalav is not only asr be'achila, but basar v'chalav is also asr be'hana. Okay, who says that isser hana is enough to be an isser maisif? So the answer is the Ramban was assuming a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus tells us about this guy who chucked it. We spoke about that guy. He did all the Averis, the four Averis in one shot, and he was pounding it. Pounding the Averis. And hectish with a this and a that and on Yom Kippur. And I don't even remember the case of the Gemara, to be honest. The Gemara increases Yom Gimel Mabez is the Mishnah, and it goes on to Yadalat Aminav. So the Gemara wants to know, why is the Isser hectish chal if the item was already Asser? So the Gemara says, hektish makes it also asr ba'ana, not only asr ba'achila. The original isr was only macholos asurus. So what do you see beferish from the Gemara in Krisus? That it's called an isr maisif if it adds an element that it's asr be'ana. So that's what's propelling the Rishonim to ask the Kasha in our sugya. So then it should be chal over here as well, even if you don't subscribe to the classic issue of Isser Chalal Isser. So, the Ramban says, Enoch Nami Tzmachlokas Asugis. We don't paskin like Rava. Isser Mosif, this Gemara didn't hold of Isser Rava. Gemara in Shavuos, you'll learn like Rava. Over here, we don't learn like Rava. So Isser Mosif doesn't make a difference. That's the same issue as Isser Chalal Isser. Good, simple approach. The Ritva, we spent time on the Ritva. The Ritva creates two avenues of Isser Mosif. An Isser Mosif that is also Kolel, and an Isser Mosif that's not Kolel. So that's what the Ritva says, this is a weaker type of Isser Mosif, and that's not what Rava was referring to in the Gemara in Shavuos. So those were technical ways to get around this question. And then we pointed out that Tosos maybe agrees to the Ritva as well. Tosos said that the Gemara in Krisus didn't mean that Hana was an Isser Mosif. It meant that it's an Isser Chomer, so therefore you don't have to ask Kashas from our Gemara. An Isser Chomer is not what Rava was speaking to in Shavuos, but rather he was speaking only about an Isser Mosif. Hana just makes it a more Chomer Isser. It doesn't make it a Isser Mosif. Rabbi Isai, just give me a second, Jacob. Now what we got up to is the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos. He has a totally different analysis in this Gemara in Krisus to get out of this Kasha. Someone please take out for me the Rambam Perush Mishnayos Krisus. Anyone have it in front of them? Edmund, you have it?
I have it on Safari, yeah.
Yeah, so can you read it to me?
Yeah, I mean, just no, give me one second to pull it up. Let me see from where he says,
Yeah, these further down. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, drum roll. The Rambam is making a drum roll. He's saying, I am now about to tell you the Nikuda Nifla'a, the point that is peledic, a pleiadic a point, The Rambam is talking, Rabbi Yosef. This is not Rabbi Belzon trying to yell his head off. This is the Rambam that in Beresh Rabbi Isaac Greaves is saying Nekuda Neflah. Where else does he say a Nekuda Neflah? I don't think anywhere else. Nekuda Neflah. Basically, that was basically a title for YU Torah. Yeah, no. Good.
So,
what's he asking? Yeah, it should be an Isra of Maisif.
Right, then it says,
he's talking, the same thing applies to the Gemara in Krisis that he's talking about by Chalev that you made Hekdish that the Gemara said is an Isra Maisif. He just spoke out everything I just spoke out. Just like the Gemara increases is assuming that an Isser Anah is an Isser Maisif, so the Rambam's taking on Toisus, on Kuf Aleph, and the Ritvan is saying, it's a classic Isser Maisif, don't give me your Terutzim, and it is not a Machlekes HaSugyus. The Ramban's wrong, the Ritva's wrong, Toisus is wrong, the Rambam's saying, this is the recipe of a classic Isser Maisif. Why? Because it's Aser Ba'anah, and just like the Gemara says, by Hekdish, Chalev that became Hekdish, the Gemara increases says, that's an Isser Maisif, so every Chalev with Chalev, Basar v'Chalev of Chalev, or Basar with Nevela, should be an Isser Maisif through the Isser Anah, from the Gemara increases Yedalid. He's setting up everything that I just said. So what's the answer, the Rambam? If you're dropping the Ritzvah, the Ramban, the Taisis, so then what's the answer? Then this Isser should be Chal, so what's with Chul and Kuf Yud Gimel?
He says that tshuva al zeh shebasa b'cholav neser b'hanom mipnei she'osra akosav b'achila kimo shehokdamnu shekol isra achila osra b'hano ashe mipshepad l'chol akosav ashepad l'chol akosav. He says that the isra hano is attached to isra achila.
Zok the Rambam in akud nifla. The Rambam says when something is osra b'hano it's an isra achila that's enlarged. The Torah didn't only asser the benefit of achila, but it assered not only that primary isser hanah, but it assered all forms of hanah. That's the way the Rambam views the isser achila and the linkage to isser hanah. If you speak the Rambam's language, when the Torah says Basar v'Cholav is Asur ba'Achila ba'Anah, it's not Asur ba'Achila kama Asur ba'Anah. It's Asur ba'Achila, and not only Anah is Achila, but Gantz Anah is also Asur. So therefore the Rambam says, if you look at the building like that, so then if you lose the Yisod, and if something is not Asur ba'Achila primarily, so nafla hayisod, when the foundation is knocked down, nafla binyan, then you can't have the isser anah either. If the isser anah is riding on the isser achila, like the Rambam is being mechadish by Basar v'Cholav, so the memela, if I have a way to neutralize the isser achila, through what? Through the sugya of ein isser chalal isser? So then, specifically by Basar v'Cholav, I can't have an Isser Hanah over here. So you're right. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a great Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus tells me that by regular Isurim, that if you have an Isser Maisif, we do say Isser Chalal Isser. And Isser Hanah against Toisus would be a candidate to be an Isser Maisif. But the Rambam says you missed the Yesod in Basar V'Cholav. The Isser Hanah is an extrapolation from the Isser Achila. And the Rambam, this might be indicative of the way the Rambam looks at Isurei Achila in general. You know, the Rambam writes that you don't get Malkus when it comes to Hana. So some of the Mefarshim explain, the Magen Mishnah explains, because it's a Shaloi Kederach, it's not the classic way of getting Hana. The classic way of getting Hana is through the primary Isur, is through Achila. then Hana just is other forms of getting Hana. There might be a linkage, according to the Rambam, in general, between Achila and Hana, like Admin just read, Kiderech she'amarnu ad she'yafar la'achosov, that in general, Hana and Achila might be linked to one another. So therefore, the Rambam wants to say specifically, when it comes to Basar v'Cholov, that's going to have ramifications in the sugya of Isser Chalal Isser, and that's why specifically here, it's not going to be in Isser Moisif. Yeah, Moshe.
I guess just in general, if Isser Hana is just an extension of Isser Achila, when the Torah is telling you, not only is Hana of Achila Asr, but any kind of Hana, then don't you only need the pasuk that tells you Isser Hana?
Isser Achila.
No, Isser Hana, meaning if Isser Achila is a type of Hana, then just Isser Hana should tell you also Achila.
Isn't this a Rabbi Abba thing?
Right, that gets into that Gemara in Psachim Adaf Chaf Beis. How do we know that Chametz is Asr Ba'ana? So, according to Rabbi Avo, which the Rambam is quoting right now, Ad Shiyapar Et Lecha Akasov, Kederach Shapir Et Lecha Benevela, Lo Sochlu includes Nana. That's exactly what Rabbi Avo says. And that's what the Rambam's quoting over here. The Rambam in this Perish Mishnah is quoting Rabbi Avo, saying, In Achila I already knew Ana. How do you know that? So, what's fascinating is that it sounds like the Rambam is not only saying a Chiddush and Basar V'Cholov here, it sounds like the Rambam is saying, like what we're saying, that there's a whole, he's passing like Rabbi Avo, and therefore that now modeled Basar V'Cholov because I have that assumption. So, however you leave it, we'll leave it for next year in terms of Psachim, how the Rambam passes Rabbi Avo or Chizkia in terms of general Isuri Ana, which is a complicated matter on its own. There are steers in the Rambams. In terms of that, and in terms of the sugyas and psachim, that's for next year. But Rabbi say, what do we have? What? Yeah, a little bit. We saw a little bit by Gin Anosha. Excellent. Yeah, right. So Rabbi say, what do we have over here? But the Rambam had a different root. The Rambam had a totally different mahalach, a lamdisha mahalach, in explaining why over here the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel understands that it's Isser Chalal Isser. It's because of what? We misunderstood Basar V'Cholof. It's a new Yisud and Besar V'Cholof. The problem is, Rabbi Isai, I have a problem with this Rambam. Because Bishlama, if you want to learn, like the Gemara later has one day that says the Makar for Besar V'Cholof is from Kol Shetiavti Lecha, Harehu Bebal Tochol, anything that I asered, then it's Asar Ba'Achila. Okay, so now you could say fancy Lamdis. Achila is now connected, Hana is connected to the Achila. Rabosai, where do we learn Basar V'Cholof from? What does Rashi Ala Torah tell us? Rabosai, what have we been quoting throughout our sugyas in Basar V'Cholof? It's because the Torah said what? The Torah said what? Lo Sevashel three times. Echad Iser Bishol, Echad Iser Achila, Ve'echad Iser Hana. So Rabosai, if you want to say it's learned from one pasuk like the other day in the Gemara, of Kol Shetiavti Lecha, I could hear it. But once the Gemara says it's learned out from three independent psukim, so how do you navigate that? How do you deal with that? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha in the Ram. Doesn't that imply that it's independent Isur? So maybe not. Maybe not. Where else have we seen, Rabosai, already that these two Isurim might be linked? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, not sure.
No, these Isurim by Basar V'Cholof. These three Isurim. Where have we seen it, Rabbi Say?
The Yavish Bialish?
No, the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah said, a Chiddush, remember of Soloveitchik with the university and the chocolate? That if you are not going to eat it, it's not going to be Isur with Bebishel. So you see already, the Rambam already had, according to the Kesef Mishnah at least, that even though the Torah asserted three independent Isurim, but it might be that the critical Isur over here is something that's leading up to an Achila. So perhaps the Rambam, in this parish of Mishnah, is very similar to that, that even though there are three independent Isurim and they are Asur, but they're interlinked, and it has to link back to an Isser Achila in order for the Isser Hanoah to also extrapolate from the Isser Achila. So that's something that Rabbi Yisai needs to be understood. And some wanted to say that maybe this, perhaps this Rambam is Shaloka Halacha, because it only works according to the day that doesn't learn from Lo Savasho three times, but learns from the other Mukher of Kol Shetiavti. But perhaps we can explain it al derech what we said before, and even if there are three independent psukim, but they might be interlinked, and that still might be a connection that's la'alach. But what's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai, is comes along the Dogma of Ava in Simen Pei Zayin in Shulchan Aruch, and the Dogma of Ava in Simen Pei Zayin in Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Rambam. And he says, Rabbi Yisai, something shocking. Let me find it for you, because otherwise you're not going to believe it. Listen to the Dogma of Ava. It's in Simen Pei Zayin and Sif Gimel. Ubasar Nevela. What if you have non-kosher meat, Rabbi Yisai? Where is this Nogea for? Tell me. Give me cases, Rabbi Yisai.
Dog food.
Dog food. What else?
Uber Eats.
What else? That's pretty much it. Okay. Just thought maybe I would get something else interesting. Good. By the way, no one should think that it's mutter to cook. Right? That the Rambam said beferish. Right? That was a machlokes in the Gemara that we saw. But the Rambam paskin that the Isser Bishul exists. That was Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. So you see, if the Isser Achil is not chal, so then it's not going to be an Isser Bishul. We still didn't answer that. So the Isser Bishul will apply to the Vela and to Chalif. Okay. Omnom imu Asr Bana. What's the din if it's Asr Bana? Zokta Dogam Ravava, the Hela Ganoide be Yehuda. Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. Einam Mavur b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam never tells us. He only says it's Asr to cook. He's silent in the whether or not it's mutter or aser bana. Aval beperish hamisnayis b'meseches krisus. Perek shlishi b'mishnah yesh oichel achas, achila achas, mavur sham b'divrei haramim sheinu aser bana, ayin sham b'gnekuda haniflo, shebir. So zokta, I'm going to skip for a second. Now, I'm not going to skip, I'm going to read it to you. What did the Dogma of Ava just say? He said, "B'makom hefsid, where you're going to lose a lot of money." Or you're going to lose money, not a lot of money. He didn't say Hefsid Gadol. But Malcolm Hefsid, one can rely on this Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis. And he paskins la halacha that it's mutter bahana. But you say, wow, that changes everything. But he doesn't only say that. He says there's a problem with what I'm saying. What's the problem with what he's saying, Rabbi Yisai? There's a big problem with what he's saying in other Rishonim. What's the problem? Tosfos and Chulin Kuf Aleph. What's Tosfos and Chulin Kuf Aleph? Tosfos and Chulin Kuf Aleph asked Arkasha. Why does the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel say that Chalev with Chalev is the regular Shaila of Ein Isser Chalal Isser or Yesh Isser Chalal Isser? Shouldn't this be an Isser Mosif? And therefore, the Gemara and Krisus should be applied. He says, Tosus, no, we misunderstood. You misunderstood Krisus. Isurei Hanoah is not an Isser Mosif. It's just an Isser Chamor. And therefore, it wouldn't have the din that Rava says by Isser Mosif, everyone agrees. So that's why the Gemara said that it's the regular issue of Isser Chalal Isser. If that's the case, Rabosai, and Tosus is right, says the Dogam Ravava, so the whole premise of the Rambam to build his Yesod falls short. The whole Rambam's Yesod was based on the Kasha that we set up. that number one, Iser Hanoz and Iser Maisif, and number two, every Iser Maisif, everyone's going to agree. But once you rip out and say Iser Hanoz is not an Iser Maisif, and the whole shot in the Gemara in Krisis was wrong, which the Rambam was predicated off, so then what? You don't have the Rambam's Yesod of saying that specifically by Basar V'Cholov, the Yisra Hanah is connected and linked to the Yisra Achila. It's only the Rambam that assumed, number one, Yisra Hanah from the Gemara in Krisis is an Yisra Maisif. And now I need to explain, once we subscribe to Yisra Maisif, like Rava says in Shavuos, why isn't Basar V'Cholov an Yisra Maisif? But once Tosfos have a different explanation to that Gemara in Krisis, and they say Yisra Hanah never qualifies as an Yisra Maisif, so then the kasha of Iser Maisif on our Gemara and Chulin and by Basar V'Cholov never gets off the ground because it's an Iser Chomer, it's just not an Iser Maisif. Says the Dogem Rav Avva, I am admitting that according to Tosfos, you don't have the premise that the Rambam built. However, says the Dogem Rav Avva, as long as Tosfos didn't directly argue with the Chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov that the Hanah is connected to the Iser Achila, he had a different machlekes in another sugya. Is Iser Hanah considered an Iser Maisif? Okay, so that Taisus has a machlekes. So when you're giving shir about Iser Chal Iser, and you want to analyze the din of Iser Maisif, you'll have Taisus on one side, and you'll have the Rambam on the other side. But it doesn't mean that Tosfos can't agree la halacha that when it comes to Basar V'Cholov, Hanah is dependent on the Iser Achila, and if you don't have an Iser Achila, then you're not going to have Hanah. He just didn't agree with the legwork and the footwork and the approach and the binyan that the Rambam used to get there. But as long as Tosfos, the Gagum Rav Avva says, doesn't argue beferish with the Rambam, I could still paskin like this, and the Gagum Rav Avva would say that Basar V'Cholov dog food is mutter, and the Burger King and the McDonald's would be mutter b'ana. Yeah, Adnan.
But if you're probably like Tosfos, then it shouldn't be chal at all, no? Because then it's not even an Iser Maisif. What's the problem then?
According to Tosfos, the Iser Achila should not be chal. You're right.
But the Iser Achila goes on like separately?
That depends if you accept the Rambam or not.
Oh, I see. Fine. I got it now.
You're right. In terms of being chayev twice b'taras achila, that I don't care about because it's also about achila anyways. I want to know, is it mutter b'ana? Can I have a business in this, Rabbi Yisai? I want to know, can I be an Uber Eats driver? I want to know, is this going to have nafkaminas and dine mominis? Cash, the green. Rabbi Yisai, that's what I want to know. According to the Rambam, mutter. According to Tosfos, Dog Mervava says, Taisus is not dealing with this. Taisus is dealing with one of the steps that the Rambam had to assume to get to this. So Tosfos disagrees with his analysis in a Gemara in Krisis. So very nice. So I'll analyze Tosfos when I learn Krisis. But that's not necessarily going to affect my conclusion of whether or not the Basar V'Cholov is Mutter or Asar Ba'ana. But Rabbi Yisai, let's remember, there are Rishonim that disagreed with the Rambam, the Farish, that the Dogem Rav Avva is not quoting. Namely, the Ramban, who gave up his hands and he said, it actually is an Iser Maisif. And this Gemara is against Rava. And the Ritva, that says there are two types of Iser Maisif. Clearly, the Ramban and the Ritva didn't hold of what? This fancy lumdis of the Iser Hanah being an extension of the Iser Achila. Because if they would have held of the lumdus of the Rambam and Perish on Ashnayis, that the Yisra Hanah only exists if the Yisra Achila exists, then the Ramban shouldn't say it's a machlokes asugyos, and the Ritva shouldn't be machadish that there are two types of Yisra Maisif. You should just say push it. The reason why there's no Yisra Maisif here is because I don't have an Yisra Achila. I don't have the ability to get to an Yisra Hanah. Zed mun fundo. We see from here, Rabbi Yisai, although the Dogem Rav Avva doesn't admit it, or I don't know if he knew about it, that there are beferish rishonim on the daf, in addition to his Tosfos. He says Tosfos is not beferish against the Rambam. But we found a Ramban, and we found a Ritva, And according to them, the Basar V'Cholov, L'Choira, by the fact that they didn't answer the Yisoid of the Rambam, means they held the Isser Hanoh is independent. If the Isser Hanoh is independent, Rabbi Yisai, there's no cash over here. Osir Bahanoh. Even if it's Nevela, even if it's Osir Dikafu. I'm sorry. You might have gotten around the Isser Achila, but you did not get around the Isser Hanoh. Sometimes from the fact that the Rishonim gave different answers, it's now important because that means that they don't buy in to the other answer that the other Rishon had. And you, according to the Ramban, according to the Ritva, and according to many, many poskim, disagree with this Dagom Ravava, and therefore they conclude that this would be Aser Bahana. And we have Rishonim to really support that. So what I'm telling you right now, Rabbi Yisai, is our analysis in this complicated question within Isser Chalal Isser is going to be a Nafka Mina in Petco. Okay? A Nafka Mina in Burger King. That's going to be our Machlokes Rishonim. That's Givaldik. That's Moiridik. That's beautiful. Rabbi Yisai, everyone have a good shluff. Enjoy the lumdis. Sleep on it well. And we'll see you, Rabbi Yisai.